Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Hey, Sam, you look nervous. So, anything wrong?
Well, you know, Peter, I'm looking outside. The sky is getting dark. Look like it's going to rain soon.
Ah, yeah.
But you know what? When I left this morning, it was sunny, so I'm wearing shorts, didn't bring an umbrella.
Uh-huh.
This is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, it's summertime, so you can do nothing about it.
Yeah, but when I get home, I'm going to be soaking wet, and I might catch a cold.
You better leave now to beat the rain.
Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, see ya. 那么刚才的对话当中，我跟 Sam 有些紧张，原因是什么呢？ Sam 说看到窗外呢，他感觉到马上就有一场暴风雨了。但是 Sam 今天早上起来出门的时候呢，还一片阳光明媚，他穿着短裤，穿着 T-shirt， 同时呢开着自己小 scooter， 所以 Sam 看起来非常的慌张。因此呢， Sam 用一个 a recipe for disaster， 翻译成中文呢是麻烦了，这个麻烦大了， recipe for disaster。 因此呢，我跟 Sam 说，现在我们赶快就走吧。 Alright, so recipe for disaster was the eating fromYesterday. And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Today's idiom, very simple. And you know what? It has to do with something like we see in the house.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes. It's something very common, right?
Yeah. The common thing is carpet. So the idiom for today is red carpet.
Red carpet.
Yeah. Red carpet. Carpet is C-A-R-P-E-T.
那么今天的idiom也同样了，非常的简单，两个单词，一个呢是颜色，红色的地毯。Red carpet.
Well, that's it.
That's it. So we'll see red carpet and red carpet.
Well, you know what? When you see things like the Emmy Awards, you know, things for like movie stars.
Oh, right.
They usually walk on red carpet.
They pose for pictures, right? The photographers,
right? Right,
right. 那么刚才呢 ,Sam 给我提了一个醒。我们在奥斯卡颁奖典礼之前会有一个影星走红毯的这么一个仪式。在这个仪式上呢，这些明星会站在红毯上，然后呢跟媒体进行交流，同时呢会拍一些照片，摆一些 pose。那么这里面这个 red carpet 它有一个更深层的一个意思， So that means a reception， 那么和一个人受欢迎或者是一个人受接待的一个程度，那么你受接待的程度好与不好呢，可以用这个单词 red carpet 来表示。 So red carpet means what kind of reception is red carpet reception
Well, I'm gonna guess it's probably pretty good.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, let's put in a conversation, alright?
Good idea, yes.
Well, let's pretend I'm a reporter and Sam is a movie star, a celebrity.
Sure.
Okay, 那么在下面的对话当中，我是一名记者，那么 Sam 呢是一名大明星。Hey, Sam, since you are celebrities, I'm wondering how you look when you go back home and you talk to your hometown people. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, let's just say when I go home, they really roll out the red carpet for me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, when I get to the airport, basically the whole town is at the airport waiting for me. So, yeah, I think my mom tells the whole town I'm coming back.So they have signs like, Sam, we're so proud of you.
Uh-huh.
Sam, we love you. Not only that, they usually have like a limousine there to pick me up.
Limousine waiting for
me. Oh, yeah, waiting for me with their champagne inside and all at the expense of the city.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just wonderful, wonderful.
Well, I hope the people don't throw stones and eggs on you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, thankfully, it's not that kind of reception.
Well, I have a question. How many people in your hometown?Only five people?
No, there's 500.
500 is joking, right?
Yeah, pretty small.
All right. 比如刚才的对话呢，我作为一个记者，然后呢采访 Sam 这个大明星，我是说，当你回家的时候呢，你们家的这些乡亲们如何欢迎你？ Sam 说，这个场景啊真是太隆重了。那么整个小镇呢倾城而出，在机场等着我，同时呢在机场呢给他铺好一个 red carpet， 同时把香槟。还有呢汽车准备好迎接 Sam， 那么整个城市为他欢呼，那么这种欢迎的程度呢可以用我们今天讲到的 idiom red carpet reception， 非常隆重的这种欢迎仪式 red carpet reception。 最后呢我开了一个玩笑问 Sam 说，你们家那个 town 那个小镇究竟有多少人，是不是只有五个人？ Sam 说，虽然那个小城呢不是很大，大概呢也有500多人了，所以也是非常隆重的一个 reception ceremony。 So you are treated like a king.
YesAnd you know what, in this little dialogue of ours, we used it in two ways.
Mm-hmm.
First, I mentioned they roll out the red carpet for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mentioned I get the red carpet treatment.
那么刚才的对话呢，有两个地方呢提到的 red carpet。第一个呢是在 Sam 抵达之前，他的那些粉丝们呢把这个地毯给他铺好了。那么用一个词呢 roll out。 red carpet 表示把这个毯子铺好了。同时呢，那种非常隆重的那种欢迎仪式呢，也可以用这个单词 red carpet reception。它不仅仅是一个地毯那么简单了，同时呢，把香槟还有豪华汽车在那准备好迎接 Sam 的到来。所以呢，这个 red carpet 它有一个字面的理解叫做地毯，同时呢，还有另外一个深层次的意思，表示说隆重的欢迎仪式。
And it all comes from, things that we mentioned in the beginning, which is that the Emmy Awards, the Grammys, all these kinds of, or Oscar,、where they roll out the red carpets for like, really, well, loved, famous people. So if you get the red carpet treatment, well, it's because people love you, they respect you, they want to treat you well.
所以呢，不仅仅是明星，比如说在学校当中，一个非常受学生欢迎的老师也可以受到 red carpet treatment reception at university.
Yes,
a well-known professor, right?
Yes, or roll out the red carpet for someone.
All right, so that's it for today's idiom, and now let's go to part two.
Okay.
And today's topic is different from the school bag and something about the future. How our life will be changed.
I hope we're going to talk about spaceships, because I love spaceships.
Well, not going to talk about spaceship, the faraway things. It was something we can see every day, something tangible.
Is it, like some new car?
Maybe car, maybe included, but not that big. Something very small. Let's just work out the answer. Before we go to the answer, now let's check vocab first.
Okay, yeah, maybe we can get a clue from vocab.
Vocab, right.
Now it's time to hit the books.
First for vocab, we have parking meter. Parking meter.Meter, two words, P-A-R-K-I-N-G, meter, M-E-T-E-R.
今天的第一个词组呢 ,parking meter, 翻译成中文是停车场的这个密表或者是停车场的这个收费的这个表 ,parking meter.
The next word is iconoclast, iconoclast, I-C-O-N-O-C-L-A-S-T, iconoclast.
第二个单词 iconoclast, 翻译成中文呢是反传统主义者，他往往他的思想他的做法跟传统的这种观点是不一样的。
Alright, next is the word banish. Banish. B-A-N-I-S-H. Banish.
下一个单词 banish 翻译成中文就是一个人或一个事情被驱逐出去。
Next is the word tattoo. Tattoo. T-A-T-T-O-O. Tattoo.
下一个单词 tattoo 翻译成中文是我们身上的这个纹身 tattoo、
Now you have like at least like three tattoos, right?
Well, kidding. You're gonna be kidding me, right?
Yeah, I'm kidding. You don't have any tattoos. I don't have any, right?
No.
We're tattoo free.
Free.
Next is the word electromagnetic. Electromagnetic. E-L-E-C-T-R-O-M-A-G-N-E-T-I-C. Electromagnetic.
下一个单词它的拼写呢有些长，但是呢大家不要慌，它有两部分构成。第一部分呢是 electro, 翻译成中文是电的，后面呢 magnetic, 是磁的，合到一起呢是电磁的 electromagnetic.
Next we have the word costly, costly, C-O-S-T-L-Y, costly.
Costly, 翻译成中文是昂贵的。
Yeah, but you know what, sometimes it can refer to something that doesn't have anything to do with money. So for example, maybe it could have something to do with our health.It could be costly to our health.
For example, smoking, right?
Smoking can be very costly to our health, yeah.
Alright.
Our body will pay the price.
有的时候呢，这个单词不仅仅是指我们所付出的金钱的代价，同时我们的健康代价也可以用这个单词。比如说用一个字 ,smoking can be very costly to your health.
Yes, that's right. Next we have detriment. 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 D-E-T-R-I-M-E-N-T. Detriment.
下一个单词 detriment 翻译成中文是伤害或者是呢损害 detriment.
So costly and detriment or detrimental、can be almost the same. Next we have the word landfill. Landfill. L-A-N-D-F-I-L-L. Landfill.
下一个单词 landfill 翻译成中文是垃圾的填埋。
Landfills are pretty stinky places.
Yeah.
Just everything gets thrown there.
It stink.
Yeah, there's usually lots of birds and there's big tractors、pushing around the garbage.
Right.
Not a pleasant place.
No, no way.
Next and lastly, we have the word bobble. Bobble. B-O-B-B-L-E.
bubble。 最后一个单词 bubble， 它是指呢一种水瓶，它的嘴部分呢有一个过滤器，我们可以呢从这个水龙头呢接水，这个水龙头的水呢可以通过这个嘴上的过滤器呢进行有效的过滤，我们直接可以饮用。那么这个瓶子呢对于我们的环境保护呢是特别有益处的，那么这种水瓶叫 bubble。
And you know there's also something called a bobble head. There's a little doll and the body is plastic and the head is on like a little spring or something and the head kind of bobbles ups and down.
Really?
Bobs, up、
It's、
and down.
It's pretty cute.
Yeah, so they have like sports bobble heads. You can find like a Kobe bobblehead.
Alright.
Or they have a bobblehead from like movies.
所以说呢通过这个 bubble water 尽量的去鼓励人们呢不要买那种瓶装水，而直接呢饮用那些水龙头里面的这个水，但是前提呢这个水龙头里面的 tap water 一定要相对的要比较安全或者是干净一些。
Well, let's go to the story. Keys, cash, passports, 9 everyday objects that are about to disappear. From passports to parking meters, design iconoclast Kareem Rashid sees a world overflowing with outdated objects that will soon be banished by smarter design. Here he gives an insight into a future where digital tattoos, LCD bodysuits, and electromagnetic furniture have created better lives for everyone. First, keys and money. We are all different. All have a different fingerprint. So why can't we use it as our identifier?I predict that in the future we will have no wallet, no credit cards, no keys, no health card, no money. It will all be done with our fingerprint. We will have our hands free and will not have to carry anything, and will be free to go and travel anywhere. 2. Bottled water. I'm so proud of my work with a bobble bottle water bottle. I believe it can help this earth. Across the globe, it is important to conserve, and shipping costly water is a huge detriment to the earth. Getting one's water straight from the tap using BPA-free plastic and saving hundreds of bottles at a time can only help to save the world. We throw away 14 million plastic bottles a day in the USA alone, and 80% of them end up in landfills. So, bobble is a revolution, not only to reduce landfill waste and save people money, but also to save an incredible amount of energy and reduce the carbon footprint from all the bottled water production. The whole world is embracing our ideas. There are several copies now, too, because it is not necessarily the final solution, but a great stepping stone to conquering this environmental problem.
So today we're not going to talk about the car, the spaceship, something which are very common in our everyday life.
Yes, the common things though will hopefully soon disappear and be replaced by things more practical, more intelligent.
那么今天我们谈论的话题呢跟刚才 Sam 想象的说太空啊或汽车呢没有太大的关联，是我们生活当中非常小的一些事情，比如说我们提到了我们的钥匙，我们的护照，我们的 parking meter, 我们的这个停车的一个密表，这都是非常小的事情，但是呢由于科技的发展，那么这些我们司空见惯的这些事情有可能成为一个 past tense, 成为一个过去时了，因为呢它对我们的生活来讲已经成为一个 something outdated, 已经过时了。 Well, passport is outdated, so how can travel overseas?
Well, this guy that we're talking about today, he's an iconoclast. He's a design iconoclast. So he takes a lookat everyday items, things we cherish, things that have been in our culture for a long time, and he really kind of attacks them and says, you know what? These are outdated. They need to be replaced. So passports, well, they can be replaced with something better.
文中提到一个人，他叫 Kareem, 他是一个反传统主义者，他认为我们生活当中的护照啊、钥匙等等这些东西，我们认为呢习以为常的事情，但可能在未来成为一个没有用的东西，我们可能不会用这些东西，因为呢它会有一个更好的取代的方式。
And actually, I like the wording here. These new smart designs are going to banish these old designs. They're kind of going to kick them out and say, hey, we're the new design.
文中用了一个很好的单词叫 banish. 那么我们即将拥抱的这个科技呢，会让我们现有的这些东西呢永远消失。都是在我们的视野当中。 Banished is something we are familiar with for 10 years or 20 years already. It'll be gone forever.
Yeah, that's right. But you know, like passports, parking meters, these are pretty like normal things. And so to create something new that will replace these, well, that seems reasonable. But this really caught my attention.
What are they?
He mentioned that maybe in the future we'll have something that's like a digital tattoo tattoo?
Oh, digital tattoo. That's beyond my imagination.
What is a digital tattoo?
那么看看 Kareem 他提出的一些未来的设想。首先他提出的是一个电子的纹身。Well, we've seen tattoo of our body. Well, 我们身体上的纹身我们知道没有问题。但是什么叫电子纹身？
Well, I don't know, but you know, something that people probably don't like about tattoos is once you get it, it's pretty much there forever.
Mm-hmm.
Although they do have some technology that helps with tattoo removal, but you get it 5 years, 10 years later, you think, why did I get that? Or your body is not a never-ending canvas,
right.
So you can't keep getting tattoos.
Right.
But maybe with digital tattoos, they can be removed, you can change them as many times as you want,
right.
You can just, the variety of tattoos is maybe limitless.
Right, you can have different designs and colors every day.
Yeah, and you know what, when you go homeYou just turn it off, and it's gone.
And there's no pains involved.
Yeah, and also at work, you know, sometimes you have to hide the tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
But at work, you just turn your tattoo off, and no problem.
So go to work, no tattoo at all, make it home, get it back.
Yeah, go home, go to the party.
Right.
So is that what a digital tattoo is going to
be? Yeah, well, sounds like it, right?
Wow, that would be pretty cool.
Mm.
We can all have one.
Yeah, I'm going to have a digital tattoo in the future.
Yeah, what would you get a digital tattoo of?
Well, maybe like a dragon, a panda.
Yeah,
oh, all animals, right?
Sure, that would be really cool. But he also mentioned something that I'm like...have no clue what this is, an LCD bodysuit.
第二个更加让我们觉得非常吃惊的东西是 LCD 的那种衣服。我们知道 LCD 呢是一种显示的设备，那么以后呢，我们的衣服呢，我们只是一种展示的形式呢，展示给大家，相当于我们原来学过的一个故事叫什么皇帝的新装。 Something
it
doesn't exist at all.
It's invisible.
But some people can see it.
Actually,
you're naked, but people outsiders look, hey Sam, you have aabeautiful fur jacket.
Well, yeah, I remember in that story, you didn't want to seem dumb.
Right.
So you said, oh yeah, I could see it, even though I couldn't.
All right.
But I think what maybe LCD clothes or bodysuit is, it's a kind of a flexible LCD screen.
Yeah.
And you can change, like, your clothes.
Maybe every minute.
Yeah, so right now you're wearing, like, a business suit.But you leave the office and then you're wearing
T-shirt,
blue jeans and a T-shirt.
那么所以什么是 LCD 这种服装呢？我们可以随时随刻都可以改变自己的 outfit。比如说在办公室的时候呢，穿的西装，但是一出门之后马上变成了 a summer outfit. You want to go to gym, a workout.
Yeah. So, and then you can download like the latest fashions,
right.
You know, as they come out.
So they will change the concept of the wardrobe for the film.
Yeah, you just buy one thing, but you can download different outfits.
I think in the future, the department store will be closed forever.
Wow, that would be really interesting to see, but probably not as comfortable as like a cotton.
Well, nobody knows, right?
I don't know, we'll see. But this is also interesting, electromagnetic furniture. What is that?
那另外一个更加大胆的设想呢，在未来我们可能会有一个电磁的家具。我们知道家具呢往往是用这个木头制成的。那么如果是电磁家具，什么样的家具会成为一个Is it reliable? Can we put our stuff in an electromagnetic furniture? Well, that's a question, right?
Well, I know sometimes they use electromagnets to float things.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this is like a table that's just floating in the air, a couch that's just floating there?
You're sitting in a floating chair.
In a floating chair. And then it can easily be pushed around the floor because it's just floating.
Like being a flying rock, right?
Well, that would be interesting. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go to some details.
Yeah.
And the key and the money.
Okay, so keys and money, things we always forget, we leave at home, right?
Right.
He mentions that, you know what, why would you need credit cards, wallets, keys, money, when actually you can just use something like your fingerprint?
下面我们看看他的一些其他的设想，提到了说在未来呢，我们可能不需要我们的钱包，不需要信用卡，不需要钥匙，不需要任何的money, 不需要任何的 cash, 我们只需要我们一个 fingerprint, 我们的指纹就能够解决所有的问题。
Yeah.
因为我们的指纹呢是一个唯一的一个 ID。
Yes, that's right. So, you know what, your credit cards, your wallet, they can be stolen easily.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to call your bank, but you know what?Your fingerprints, how are they going to steal your fingerprint?
So when you go traveling, hey, your passport please, you put your fingerprint on it, hey, Sam, let's go. Please, come in.
And you want to buy something, you just put your fingerprint on a little scanner, and boom, you bought it.
Well, I'm sorry, your transaction will decline because not enough funds available.
Well, let's try Peter's fingerprint.
Right, okay. 如果能够实现的话呢，那么的的确确非常的方便，我们不需要携带任何的东西，我们完全可以什么，空手去旅行了。
So we're just carefree, right?
Right, particularly it's useful for you. You're a forgetful person. You forget your keys, your wallet, right?
Yep, that's right. No more leaving my keys, you know, at home or locked in the lock. Yeah,
right.
It's a horrible thing.
那么这个技术呢，对于 Sam 这种比较健忘的人来讲呢，非常实用。他只需要把自己手指带去任何一个地方，就可以做任何的事情。
But that's just kind of day-to-day life and convenience. Let's talk about something that's better for the environment. The next one is bottled water. Now think about how many plastic bottles are just laying around the earth.
Well, the user stats from the U.S. per day.
Yes.
So how many bottles were used and discarded?
Well, 14 million plastic bottles a day in the U.S. are thrown away.
我看看美国的数据，在美国每天扔掉的这个水瓶的数量达到了1400万。那么只是每天 per day， 那么算上如果一年下来，那是一个我们无法想象的一个 number。
Oh my gosh. But you think, well, Peter, you know what? We recycle, so there's no problem. These will get reused. But actually, this article mentions 80% of them end up in landfills. So 20% are getting recycled.
我们想想我们生活当中用完的那些水瓶呢，可能会认为是已经被循环使用了。但是数据表明呢，只有 20% 呢被 recycled 了。80% 进入到了我们的土壤当中，作为一个废弃的填埋物。放到了土壤当中，那么这种东西呢，对我们的土壤会产生一定的 erosion 损害。
But you know what? Thankfully to this guy who kind of thinks outside the box, Kareem has given us a gift. It's called the bubble bottle. So, not only is it like made with less chemicals, it mentions that it's BPA-free plastic.Leaves out some sort of chemical,
no chemical
that won't leach into our water as we drink it or leave it exposed to the sun. And it's reusable, so we can save a lot of bottles. And you know what? It's got a little filter on it, so if the tap water is not too bad, you just use tap water.
他的设想呢，在未来我们将使用一种叫 bubble bottles。这个 bubble bottle 我们刚才讲到了，它是呢，在这个瓶子的这个嘴部呢，有一个很好的一个过滤器。我们可以把这个瓶子呢，直接放到我们水龙头下面，直接接水。那么这个嘴上的这个过滤器呢，能够有效的去除一定的水中的杂质。这样的话呢，我们就不需要买那种 bottle water， 能对我们的地球，能对我们的环境做出巨大的贡献。我们算，比如说每天喝一瓶，或者每两天喝一瓶的话，一年下来将近100多瓶。那这个空瓶子就可以省掉了，那么对地球的损害能够降低到一个最小的程度。
So go out and buy a bubble bottle. This bottle can be purchased in China, actually.
Really?
I looked online.
Online,
and,
right.
And yeah, you can purchase it. It's not expensive either, like 18 RMB.
大家如果对这个感兴趣的话呢，可以在网去看一看是否能够买到这种 bubble bottles。这个价格呢也不是非常的贵，大家可以试一试。但是前提呢，它这种 tap water， 我们说这个水龙头里面的水呢，一定要，如果说这个水质不达标的话呢，大家还是要小心谨慎的。Alright, so these solutions are not a final solution, but it serves as a stepping stone.
Yes, that's right, for sure.
Alright, and time's up for today's chat about the crazy idea. That sounds crazy, but I think can be achieved in the future.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm really curious to hear about his different ideas.
Well, time's up for today, and we'll leave it for tomorrow.
Okay, great.
And see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM 774以及听听 FM 上收听。Can't turn
2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
一二三，起吧！
不用磨皮美白，不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染，千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Swinging in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than They say that the world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. Singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame.Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild dots, video game.
You're right. He's alright.
He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars. This is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes. This is my idea of fun, playing video games. It's you, it's you, it's all.Tell you all the time, heaven is a place on earth.